Okay, we're on Dakshinamurti, verse 9. Om Buram Bamsya Nilo Nilam Baram Maharanato Himam Shiv Puman Irtya Pati Chara Charat Makamidam Yasya Eva Murtya Shtakam Nanyat Kinchana Vidyate Vimashatam Yasmat Parasmat Vibhoho Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namahidam Shri Dakshinamurtaye. Okay, we're on Dakshinamurti, verse 9. Okay. Buhu Ambamsi Analaha Anilaha Ambaram. Okay. Buhu is earth. Ambamsi is in the plural for water. We say we use waters because a drop of water would be in the singular, so Ambamsi is in the plural. So Buhu, nominative singular, Ambamsi, neuter nominative, singular, plural, water, Anilaha, fire, Anilaha, for Anilo, Anilaha, is air, and Ambaram is space. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. So, just repeat after me. Buram Bamsya Nilo Nalo. Buram Bamsya Nalo.
Buram Bamsya Nalo.
Buram Bamsya Nalo.
Buram Bamsya Nalo.
Nilombaram.
Nilombaram.
But actually, each one of these is in the nominative singular. It's not a compound, except for Ambamsi, which is in the plural. So there's no compound here. There's just Sandhi. So Buhu, Ambamsi, Analaha, Anilaha, Ambaram. So Buhu is earth, Ambamsi, water, Analaha, fire, Anilaha, air. Ambaram is space. So he's just putting it in the opposite order that we're used to saying it, but that's fine. Buram Bamsya Nalo. Buram Bamsya Nalo Nilombaram.
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 Aharnato.
Aharnato.
Himam Shuf Puman.
Himam Shuf Puman.
Now, if I break the Sandhi, it's Aharnataha. Aharnataha means the Lord of the day, the Nata, the Lord of the Aha. Of the day is the sun. Aharnataha. Himamshuhu is the moon. So we have the five elements, the Aharnataha, and Himamshuhu, the moon.
And is that Lord of the night? Or
no, it has a different etymology that it comes from the coolness of the snow or something like that. Himamshuhu, the moon. Its etymology is not as clear as Aharnataha. Aharnataha is like a compound, the Lord of the day. Himamshuhu. Puman is the jiva, the person. So if you notice, we've in this top line, it's listing eight. Bur, Ambamsi, Analaha, Anilaha, Ambaram, Aharnataha, Imam Shuhu Puman.
Oh, nice.
See? Mm-hmm. Iti. Abhati. Abhati means to shine or to appear, to manifest. So you can just say it shines. The Abhati. Chara. Chara Charatmakam. So Iti Abhati. Iti Abhati. Do you see that, Sandhi? Iti Abhati. Say, ityabhati.
Ityabhati.
Chara Charatmakam. Chara Charatmakam. Chara Acharatmakam. Chara means that which moves, is moving. Achara, that which is stationary. So sometimes the jagat is divided into moving and immovable things. Chara, achara, the a negates the chara. Chara, achara, atmakam, whose nature is moving and immovable things. In the form, you can even say in the form of chara and achara, moving and stationary things.
Where's the swa, its nature, where?
Atmakam, atmaka. Its nature, or it's in the form of, you made it good. In the form of moving and immovable things. This is also in the nominative, neuter nominative singular.
Sorry. You better give Kiki a new one.
Oh, you have a book? Mm-hmm. No, this isn't the right one.
Well, we have plenty of copies. Mm-hmm.
No, we don't.
Not that one page.
Oh, don't do that again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. It's all right,
Kiki.
Don't be. You have no idea. You haven't really missed anything.
Except a few misplaced.
We've
spent a half hour printing out one page.
Okay. Okay. Yesya, genitive. We're in the ninth verse in Dakshinamurti. You can correct the typos off of Uma's. Okay, so idam is this. Yesya, whose, genitive plural, genitive singular, eva indeed. Murti ashtakam. Murti ashtakam. Ashtakam means the eightfold form. Who's Murti ashtakam? Ashtaka is the eightfold. Murti ashtakam, the eightfold form. Murti is the, like the you know, form like the deity, a devata in the temple is called the Murti, and the idol. But now here we're talking about Ishwara in terms of the we can look at Ishwara, Bhagawan, in terms of the whole manifestation of the creation, which can be viewed in this eightfold way. The five elements, the sun, the moon, and the jiva. If we look at what makes up this manifestation, it's just a way of dividing it. You know, there's many different ways you can divide up Ishwara, in order to kind of highlight Ishwara being the whole.
And this is what we see in the temple when we look at Dakshinamurti?
Mm-hmm. Not exactly. Actually, that's true, that if you look at Dakshinamurti, all of these things are there. There's the Swamiji goes through this. There's the sun on one side, the moon on the other side. Mm-hmm. And there's these various things. The Bhu he has is the human body. The Ambamsi, the water. There's something there expressing the water. There's there's fire there. There's an anila. There's wind there that's demonstrated by his bandana to hold the hair down.
Time.
Time? I don't know if time's there, and I don't know these things that well. But apparently all of these things are represented. I don't remember how they are represented in terms of the Dakshinamurti idol.
Yeah.
So...
Oh.
So here, repeat after me. Ityabhati.
Ityabhati.
Chara charatmakam.
Chara
charatmakam. Idam yasyaiva.
Idam yasyaiva.
Murtyashtakam.
Murtyashtakam.
Okay. We'll go through the meaning. Right now I just want you to see the sandhi. So murtyashtakam is murti ashtakam. Everybody see that? Chara achara atmakam idam yasya eva murtyashtakam is a compound murtyashtakam. Get the next. Repeat after me. Nanyat.
Nanyat.
Kinchana.
Kinchana.
Vidyate.
Vidyate.
Nanyat. Kinchana. Vidyate.
Nanyat. Kinchana. Vidyate.
Vimrishatam.
Vimrishatam.
Vimre. Right? Vimrishatam.
Vimrishatam.
Yasmat.
Yasmat.
Parasmat.
Parasmat.
Diboho.
Diboho.
Okay. This line. Remember when you have an indefinite article like kinchit and you negate it? It means nothing. There is nothing else. Anyat means elf, else. There is no other thing. There is nothing else. Na, not. Anyat, else or other. In English, you'd say else, right? The, na kinchana, there is nothing. Vidyate means is. Na kinchana, vidyate. There is nothing, anyat, else. So these are in the neuter. Na anyat kinchana, because vidyate is the verb, right? So a verb to be doesn't take an accusative. Na anyat kinchana vidyate. There is nothing else. Vimrishatam, from vimrishat. Vimrishatam is the genitive plural, and it means for those who are doing the vichara, for those who are being taught, for the student who is doing this analysis, who is inquiring into the nature of Ishvara, into the nature of Brahman. So for the student who is doing this inquiry, for vimrishatam, genitive plural, for those who are inquiring, yasmat. Now remember, if you say, there is nothing else, there is nothing other than, that thing that is differentiated, there is nothing other than, you can say, that's going to go in fifth case. So there is nothing... From whom, yasmat, there is nothing else other than. Other than, we would say, for those who are inquiring, there is nothing else than whom, from whom, who is parasmat, the supreme, the one who is free from time and space and objectivity, from the supreme, viboho, again, ablative, from the supreme Lord, the one who manifests as the whole creation is Viboho. The one who is all pervasive, but Viboho also means the one who appears in all of these different ways, Viboho. So, but it's for the name for the Lord who manifests as this creation. So there is nothing other from whom there, from which you'd say like, from which supreme Lord who is the one that manifests as this creation, from that one, there is nothing other than that. There is nothing other than that one, you know, who manifests as this creation, who is Viboho, the Lord of this creation.
That means he's the entire material cause.
Both the efficient and material cause. Let me just tell you a couple of things in here. So, first of all, repeat this after me. Nanyat kinchana vidyate.
Nanyat kinchana vidyate.
Vimrishatam.
Vimrishatam.
Yasmat.
Yasmat.
Parasmat.
Parasmat.
Viboho.
Viboho.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye.
Nama idam.
Nama idam.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Okay. Let's try to chant it, and then we'll go over more clearly the meaning. Repeat after me. Bhuram bamsya nilo nilam baram.
Bhuram bamsya nilo nilam baram.
Bhuram bamsya nilo nilam baram.
Bhuram bamsya nalo nilambaram
aharnato himamshiv puman
aharnato himamshiv puman
aharnato himamshiv puman
aharnato himamshiv puman
Bhuram bamsya nalo nilambaram maha. Oh, sorry.
Bhuram bamsya nalo nilam baram aharnato himam shiv puman. Bhuram bamsya nalo nilam baram aharnato himam shiv puman. Bhuram bamsya nalo nilam baram aharnato himam shiv puman. Bhuram bhamsya nalo nilam baram aharnato himam shiv puman.
Itya bhati charat charat makamidam. Itya bhati charat charat makamidam. Yasya eva murjashtakam. Yasya eva murjashtakam. Bhulam bhamsya nalo nilam badam maharnato himam shiv puman. Bhulam bhamsya nalo nilam badam maharnato himam shiv puman. Itya bhati chara charatmakamidam. Yasya eva murtyashtakam. Itya bhati chara charatmakamidam. Yasya eva murtyashtakam. Nanyat kinchana vidyate vimrishatam. Nanyat kinchana vidyate vimrishatam. Yasmat parasmat viboho. Yasmat parasmat viboho. Together. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namahidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Okay. Let's chant together. Bhuram Bhamsya Nalo Nilom Badamahar Nato Himam Shiv Puman. Itya Pati Chara Chara Makamida. Yasya Eva Murjashtakam. Nanyat Kinchana Vidyate Vimrishatam. Yasmat parasmat viboho. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namahidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Okay. The basic, what we call the vigraha, or the basic way of breaking this sentence, this verse, is you have to take, first of all, the tasmai, salutations, this salutations to him. Okay, that's always in the last line. This salutations to Dakshinamurti, to him. Okay. Then you have to find the yesya, or the other core, the relative, because you've got a relative in the tasmai, and then you have to look, you've got a co-relative in the tasmai, you have to look for the relative in the some form of yet. So here, if you say, salutations to him, there's your tasmai, whose, do you see in the second line, yesya? Mm-hmm. Whose eightfold form? Mm-hmm. So salutation to him, whose eightfold form, okay? That's the first one. And then we have another yesmat in the third line. But let's do the first yesya in the second line. So salutations tasmai to him, yesya in the second line, whose murtyashtakam, whose eightfold form, right, which is charat. And here, if we say the eightfold form, whose eightfold form, which is this, for whom the eightfold, this eightfold form, idam murtyashtakam.
Wait a minute, whose eightfold form?
For whom, let's say like this, because okay, it makes it easier to translate. For whom, do you see the charat, chara, achara atmakam idam? Mm-hmm. This is adjectival to murtyashtakam. Mm-hmm. For whom, of whom means, for whom the eightfold form, this idam, eightfold form, this eightfold form, which is comprised, chara achara atmakam, whose nature, which is comprised of the moving and immovable things, chara and achara atmakam, means that, with the atmakam, that means it's just telling you, okay, here's this eightfold form. What is the nature of it? Well, the first thing it says, the nature of it is that it consists of movable and immovable things. I can, if I want to look into it, the first thing I see, well, this whole eightfold form has chara, things which are moving, and things which are achara. That's its nature, right? So that's it. That's how it appears. That's its form. Mm-hmm. So whose murti, you know, is this who, for whom the eightfold form, this eightfold form, which is comprised of movable and immovable things, okay, whose eightfold form, abhati, shines or appears as, in the it shines, it manifests as, this eightfold form of movable and immovable things, which shines as, manifests as, and you see the iti, iti abhati? The iti is going to be like put into quotes, or like a colon. It shines as what? Quotes, the whole first line. So it manifests as the five elements, the sun, the moon, and the jiva. And as the, so you can say, for Puman, Puman can stand for the jiva, which in the Bhasha commentary, we'll say it like the Bhokta, the one who's experiencing this whole creation from within it. So you have the whole manifest creation of movable and immovable things, which appears in the form of the five elements. Right now it's just describing it in a different way. It appears as the five elements, the sun, the moon, and the jiva. That's all within it, right? Mm-hmm. You can also take the Puman to be like Hiranyagarbha, the Ishvara, who is the conscious being present to the whole creation, as Lord of the whole creation. So here, what he says in the Bhasha, he says, for Puman, you can take it as Trilokya Antaryami, the one who is pervading the whole creation. That's Ishvara, right? Like if, you know, my meadow thing, if you have an imagination of the whole meadow is known. Right, so you are the Antaryami, you're the Sarvatma of your meadow imagination, and you're also the one who is like the one who is all of the laws, the whole order that holds that meadow imagination to be a meadow imagination as opposed to an ocean imagination. So the Antaryami is the one who holds this, the whole manifestation takes place in a given form, which has a laws that go through the whole thing to keep fire as fire and air as air and water as water and the jiva as the jiva and the mountain as the mountain. So the mountain doesn't all of a sudden just transform into the sun. There's an order. The Antaryami is the Lord, the one who lets this creation manifest as in the particular order that it does, and is also the Sarvajnaha. Sarvajnaha means the one for whom the whole creation is known. So you can take Puman as that. That would be Virat, the Lord from the standpoint of the whole physical creation, Hiranyagarbha from the standpoint of the whole subtle creation. The whole creation is known. So Puman from the absolute, from the standpoint of the whole, is Ishvara. The Puman from the standpoint of the jiva, right, is the Bhokta. And so normally Puman is taken as the Bhokta, the enjoyer, means the one not bringing in Ishvara here, but bringing in what is in the creation. So the Lord is in the creation in the form of the jiva, the conscious being that's reflected in the creation and enjoying it. But you can take it either way. Do you understand what I'm saying? You could, like when we do the Mandukya Upanishad, both are taken. There's Virat is unfolded as Ishvara, and Vishwa is unfolded as the jiva. Hiranyagarbha is unfolded as Ishvara, the total subtle. And then Taijasaha is the total, as the individual. And so here, what he's doing is taking the commentary, he's taking Puman and looking at Virat Vishwa. Or Hiranyagarbha Taijasa. Means the total, the jiva. The total or the jiva within. So when you do this breakdown, you can say the five elements, the sun, the moon, and the jiva, you know. Or the five elements, the sun, the moon, and the Lord, who's the Antaryami and the Sarvajnaha of the whole thing.
You see what I mean? That makes it eightfold.
Yeah, well, because you're thinking, okay, here's the Maya Upadhi that is made of the actual elements of Maya, and then the Lord, which is the Antaryami, so you're including the Lord so that you have the conscious being who's the Antaryami and the Sarvajnaha of the whole thing. So you can do it like that. Or you can take the whole form and include the jivas in the form. So you're either looking at the consciousness from the standpoint of the jiva within the form, or you're looking at the consciousness from the standpoint of Ishvara, who makes the creation, well, like why Swamiji calls the manifestation of the creation as the manifestation of total knowledge, right? Because the whole creation is known. So if you're taking in, you can take into account here Hiranyagarbha or Ishwara as the one who sarvajnaha, all knowledge, right? And also the one who provides the whole order to the creation. Or you can look at including the jiva, the conscious being who's experiencing the creation within it. Doesn't really matter. You should unfold it in both ways.
Is there a simple pattern you can use to include all these elements?
Well, this is just one way.
Uh-huh.
This is one way of dividing up the creation. There's many different ways. There's another way, I don't remember them all now, where you divide it up into 16 padarthas, 16 different things. This one is the Ashtamurti. We could divide them up into 1,000 things.
Oh, God.
But you have to have a reason for that, you know. So this is a common one. So it says, salutations to him whose form appears, whose eightfold form, who appears in this, for whom the eightfold form shines in this way, right? Expresses in this way. And that's the abhati, iti abhati. And the charatmakam idam is just defining again this. You could say, I could divide it into this in the two ways. Mm-hmm. So you're going to take the charatmakam to go with murtyashtakam, mm-hmm. right? Because murtyashtakam means the eightfold form, which is comprised of moving and immovable objects, which manifests in the form of the five elements, the sun, the moon, and the jiva. Or if you want to do it as Hiranyagarbha, you can, according to the commentary. Now the next one, we have to continue. Salutations to him, right? Salutations, we've got a yasmat here. To him. Other than whom? But here you have to, in English it's a little tricky. You say, other than whom, yasmat, other than whom, that whom is padasmat viboho. So you would say, other than which supreme Lord, who is the one because of whom the whole creation is manifest, viboho. So padasmat and viboho go with the yasmat. So salutations to whom, from whom, than whom, from which supreme Lord, there is no other thing, other than which supreme Lord, na anyat kinchana vidyate, there is no other thing. For who? For the seeker, for the student, who is doing the analysis of this. So he says, for vimrishatam, vicharam kurvatam yasmat. Vichara means the analysis in the teaching, the vichara. The, you know, atma vichara. We call it atma vichara. You're doing analysis into the nature of the self. So for those who are doing this analysis into the nature of the self, vicharam kurvatam, present participle, for those who are doing vichara. So vimrishatam means literally for those in the genitive, for those who are doing the vichara. For those who are doing the analysis of the self, the nature of the self. You know what vichara means? Mm-hmm. Like viveka, the word viveka means discrimination. The discrimination is viveka. Vichara is analysis. If you want to gain viveka jnanam, discriminative knowledge, you know, between atma and anatma, the self and the not-self, you need to do vichara. Right. So for those who are doing this vichara, what do they discover about when they are thinking of Dakshinamurti? They're discovering that there is nothing other than Dakshinamurti. There is nothing other than the Lord who is supreme and who is the one from whom this whole creation comes.
Should we make a distinction between viveka and vichara?
Yeah, they're two different words. When we're doing vichara, mm-hmm. we're doing vichara to get to that viveka jnanam. You know, where we can differentiate between satyam and mitya, really.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So does this mean, I'm sorry, I'm dense
sorry.
About this, but is this salutations, is it supposed to mean salutations for the person who's doing the inquiry?
No. It's, look at the bottom line here, where it says, Namaha Idam, if I break the Sandhi. We would say, well, how we say, this salutations is for him.
Meaning first, the Lord.
The Lord. Tasmai okay. is in Dative. It goes along with Sri Guru Murtiye, which is in Dative, which okay. goes along with
okay.
Dakshinamurtiye. So this Idam Namaha, this salutations is for Dakshinamurti, for the Lord, is to the Lord. Salutations, this salutations to Lord Dakshinamurti, who is Sri Guru Murtiye in the form of the Guru, in the form of my teacher, we usually say like that, to him, to that Dakshinamurti. So if you just want to take it easily, you say, this salutations is for him, referring to Dakshinamurti in the form of my teacher, to him,
other than him.
Other than whom there is nothing else. Other than whom there is nothing else for the one who is doing this inquiry. Right? There is only Dakshinamurti. That's the first, the bottom two lines. Then you'd say, whose eightfold form of comprised of moving all that moves and all that is stationary, right, appears as these eight factors, the five elements, the sun, the moon, and the jiva.
Why do they separate the moon and the sun?
I don't know. Well, because the moon is different than the sun, right?
But no, I meant, why do they? Aren't they included in the five elements?
No, because they would. If anything, they would be an elemental. The sun would be made of fire. The moon is made of earth, like that. So you have the elements and the elementals. But the sun and the moon are significant figures, and they come out in the Upanishads all of the time. Mm. So it's just a way of dividing up the creation,
okay.
almost as a living being with the sun as the eye of Ishwara, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The moon coincides with the mind. You have the five elements. You call
and the sun itself.
I'm kind of cold myself.
Okay,
we're going to chant this and take a break. This has been interesting. Okay. Om Bhuram Bhamsya Nilo Nilom Bharam Maharanato Himam Shiv Puman Ija Bhati Chara Chara Makamidam Yasyaiva Murtya Shakam Nanyat Kimchana Vidyate Vimushatam Yasmat Parasmat Vibhoho Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namah Idam Shri Dakshinamurtaye. Let's take a break.